Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. Now we come to the 4th nakshatra of Rohini, which falls in the sign of Taurus squarely, 10 degrees Taurus to 23.20 degrees of Taurus. So it's heart of Taurus, you might say. Just to recap, it's a nakshatra ruled by moon and it falls in the sign of Venus, that is Taurus, earth and fixed sign. Always remember the zodiac sign characteristics and the nakshatra characteristics as well in order to get the true picture of what's going on. Now, moon nakshatras are dominantly intent on gathering resources. All the 2, 6 and 10 are bent on gathering resources. That's their main thing. Food, water, wealth, and so on and so forth. Plus, Rohini Nakshatra has got a theme, life lesson. If you have watched my previous videos on Rohini Nakshatra, the heart of the nakshatras, it's nurture, inner love, charm, and magnetism to produce the fruit that feeds the world. Remember, this is a sign, nakshatra, which falls in the sign of Taurus. So remember the 159 rule, the 159 videos that I made earlier, if you remember that. So Rohini falls in Taurus. The counterpart of this moon nakshatra falls in Virgo, Hasta nakshatra. That's about resources, resources of the hand. And the last one falls in Shravana in Capricorn. So it's signs of 2, 6 and 10 that the moon nakshatra has fallen, which says what? In order to work, we need to gather resources for that work. That's the moon nakshatra. Let's go through the talents. The talents of Rohini being nurturing, creativity and aesthetic sense, Venus. Abilities, cultivating beauty, harmonizing environments, artistic skills, all significant of Venus. Rohini's charm. Ambition is to create beauty, nurture others, food, water, wealth and achieve artistic excellence, Venus. The fulfillment in the career for Taurus and in Rohini Nakshatra comes in arts, fashion, beauty industry and hospitality. Venus is about refinements and Moon is about food. So refined food, food business is dominant theme of Rohini Nakshatra. Let's see the SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. What are the strengths? They are creative, they are nurturing, they are harmonious. Weaknesses, they might get overindulgent, they might get possessive, and they might be overtly sensitive to criticism, can't take criticism in a healthy way. Opportunities will be creative industries, hospitality and nurturing roles, even food business. The threats being risk of complacency. Venus is a very entitled kind of planet. People who have dominant Venus get very entitled. I deserve so and so. Rather than I'll go and produce so and so. That's the danger there. Conflicts from possessiveness and emotional burnout. Remember Moon, you protect your water, protect the food, protect the resources, protect your emotional body. Okay? The keywords regarding career would be fashion career, fashion designer, modeling career, fashion industry, creative professions of any kind. Agriculture career, there you go, food business, gardening professional, horticulture, agriculturalist, farming career. Also entertainment career, Venus attributes, performer, actor, entertainer and show business. You see how all these comes together, what I just spoke of regarding Moon and Venus and Taurus. The best working relationships that Rohini Nakshatra people will have will be with Bharani, which enhances creative projects with determination and resilience. Bharani people are very resilient. That's their whole life lesson. Mrikshira supports in communication and networking because Mrikshira is very Gemini. We'll come to that next, right? It falls into Gemini. Half in Taurus, half in Gemini is Mrikshira. Hasta, again, falls in the sign of Virgo, provides detailed, skillful execution of creative ideas. Because it's in Virgo, it's very detailed. Can get very nitpicky also. Now let us go and tie in the Enneagram types and MBTIs into Rohini Nakshatra, meaning what we will do is, or what we are doing in these whole playlist is, if Rohini is dominant in your D1 chart, in your D9 chart and D10 chart as 10th Lord, as Ascendant Lord or Cusp Lord, the rules I have given before, right? And if your Enneagram type is type 2 or if your MBTI type is ESFP, both concurrent, if it matches this kind of a thing, then your career would be some type. Now, let's see what that comes down to. Let's see, start with Enneagram first. Enneagram type 2. What does Enneagram type 2 give us here? Type 2 is the helper. Generous, demonstrative, could be people pleasing and possessive. Basic fear, being unwanted, unworthy of being loved. Lack of self-worth, essentially. Basic desire is to feel loved. Motivation, being needed, appreciated, forming close relationships. It's moving towards people, like you see a harmonic group. So it'll be better in hospitality and nurturing roles. It'll be better in agriculture, gardening, horticulture, farming. things we pay less attention to. We think mainstream education is just about corporation and serving corporations. Not so. Not as per nakshatras, at least. So you can be in the career, performer, actor, entertainer, and show business also. Because entertainment is caring in a way, right? It's a caring industry. You love to give good ideas, good inspiration. It's essentially about inspiration. Next one is Enneagram Type 4, the individualist. Now, what does Type 4 give us? Type 4, the individualist, what are the key traits? Expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, temperamental. Basic fear is having no identity or personal significance. See, again, there's the key theme of low self-worth. Ironic, isn't it? If we have to gather resources, be creative, end up having low self-worth. Motivation is expressing individuality, avoiding the mundane. So the creative one comes here. The individualist needs to be an entertainment career, a performer, an actor, a model, an entertainer, so to speak. Okay? This would be better for if you are a type 4 Enneagram and you have Rohini Nakshatra dominant as lord of your 10th house. In your D1, in your D9 and D10 charts. That's what we got to go and observe. Next Enneagram is type 3, the achiever. Key traits of achiever, if you're an Enneagram type 3 and Rohini, this is for you. Adaptive, excelling, driven and image conscious. The basic fear being worthless. Basic desire is to feel vulnerable and worthwhile. Motivation, your motivating factors for type 3 is achieving success, being admired, avoiding failure. So I'm putting them in the category of entertainment career, performer, actor, show business, basically. Okay? Because these are the ones who are trying to compensate for having that image consciousness, and they are driven creatures, the achievers. Actors and actresses have to be very driven creatures, right? Nobody is telling them to put on a front and go in front of a stage or a camera. So that's where I would put them at. My screen is moving around. Hang in a minute there. Okay. Next one, MBTI types. Now let's see MBTI types. ESFP, the entertainer. What kind of a guy is ESFP? Name itself is suggestive that this person is an entertainer. Therefore, entertainment career, performer, actor, actress, model, show business. Description, spontaneous, energetic, enthusiastic people. Life is never boring around them. Always a lot to show off, right? Show off people. Fun-loving, outgoing. If you want to take the personality test, which I've already think you will be seeing that these people are more like, what's the word I'm looking for? Sanguine, very sanguine creatures. Spontaneous and optimistic. ESFPs are outgoing and energetic. Love going to parties of all kinds. Like the Hollywood, like the Bollywood. They enjoy socializing and bringing joy to others. So common fields include performing arts, hospitality and sales. Both are here, hospitality and sales. But for the ESFP type of MBTI with Rohini dominance, I would stick them in the art industry, in the show business. Okay. Next one, ISFP. What does ISFP mean? Well, there you have it. They are flexible and charming artists. Once again, these are explorers, adventurers, ISFP. So they always like to or would fit well in the entertainment career as a performer, actor, show business. Always ready to explore and experience something new. Their characteristics are they're sensitive, artistic, adventurous and easygoing. These are the sensitive and artistic types. The common fields once again include arts, design and healthcare. Healthcare, not so much I would put it for Rohini because it is still gathering resources. We are in that phase of soul evolution, so to speak. The last one is ENFP. What does ENFP want from life? ENFP is a campaigner. So he's also enthusiastic, creative, sociable, free spirits. Once again, I can think only of acting here. Energetic, independent, and imaginative. So if your dominant personality type is of ENFP plus you have a dominance of Rohini Nakshatra in your chart, a good career for you would be an actor or in show business. Right? So that's it for me for this one. Next one, we'll talk about the fifth nakshatra, Mrigashirsha, which falls between Taurus and Gemini. Half in Taurus, half in Gemini. It'll have mixed characteristics, I would presume. Let's see. Take care. Be safe.